into the earth. In my mind, I draw a square in the very center of the garden. From there, I dig into the earth using the season's spade, usually reserved for plantings. The hole slowly turns into a cube, as three mounds resemble Egyptian resting places. Further down, the soil becomes hard and cold, the clay malleable enough to mold eternal companions. Satisfied, the opening is mathematically sound. I hold the spade at my side, sweat falling off my forehead, silently instructing the child to bring forth her loved one to the newly built altar.